more than 28,000 teaching days were lost at schools across Northern Ireland last year because of mental health illness like stress and depression. A freedom of information request put in by this programme to the Department of Education also reveals that 679 teachers took time off because of stress, depression and stress-related illness in 2016-17. The figures show they had 28,507 workdays off last year. That compares to 578 teachers in 2012-2013 taking 20,478 workdays that year. Chris Donnelly is the Vice Principal of Holy Cross Boys' School. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve.
Good morning, good morning. And Erwin Armstrong, the businessman and commentator. Morning, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Chris.
Well, look at these figures. More than 28,000 teaching days lost last year because of stress and mental illness. Chris, what's going on, do you think?
Well, Stephen, in one sense, I'm not surprised. I mean, we know that stress is an issue that, you know, cuts across society, and we see it in other places in terms of the sickness levels. I think in education, you know, coming from my perspective as a school leader, you know, education can be an incredibly rewarding job. And anyone who's gone into teaching will tell you that. But at the same time, it can also be extremely taxing, and taxing on individuals in terms of the mind and the body. I know that we're talking here midsummer with the time with peak cynicism about education because teachers and obviously the pupils are off. But it is an issue that affects education, not just in this part of the world, but if you look at it, you'll find that this issue gets raised constantly in Britain and America and elsewhere. And therefore, there is clearly an issue in terms of, I would call it almost burnout factor, you know, the ever-increasing role that we ask teachers to play, not just, you know, once upon a time it was just sit the children down and teach them 9 to 3 their way. But nowadays we have an expectation, it's been building for the last couple of generations, in terms of the pastoral care provision, you know, tying in with social services, education psychologists. We expect the teachers to be teaching issues related to the social emotional development.
Yeah, but you're right, Chris. People at this time of year in particular will be cynical. They'll think to themselves, you know, some of them will think to themselves, hold on a minute, 2 months off a year and there's so many teachers with stress-related illness. There's a lot of downtime.
There is, but that's, you know, those teachers haven't diagnosed themselves. There have been professional doctors involved in saying that there's stress. So this is an issue that we shouldn't be addressing in a cynical way. We should be addressing this, say, there is a problem there. How do we confront it? I think that, you know, from the education systems perspective, there is, and you talk to union leaders, they will point out specific issues related to industrial action, the pay disputes, the issues of new initiatives and the like. I also think, and this is something that, you know, from a strategic, from a government perspective, there has to be a focus on, you know, leadership within education to try to address stress, to try to deal with teacher morale, teacher satisfaction in a way that can try this level and try to bring this down
okay.
over time.
Erwin?
Well, first let me say that teachers do a very valuable job. But I think there's a difference between doing a very valuable job and having almost 700 teachers who, on average, took 2.5 weeks off with sickness or stress-related illnesses. Those are levels that are far, far too high. So we really need to address why are these people taking it off? Because one of the factors that doesn't apply necessarily in the private sector so much is that you can have 100 days off on full pay if you're a teacher. And that may have some impact on it, that you're not actually penalised in terms of your income for taking time off. So I think that is relevant. Now, the other thing which, you know...
By the way, we've got a breakdown of the figures as well for the last year. So for depression, there were 3,652 working days taken off for 2016-17, and that's actually down from the year before. It was at 4,500 the year before. It's down 1,000 working days, actually, over the year. But what is up is not depression, but stress. Stress is up from 21,244 to 24,751 workdays taken off by teachers for stress, Erwin.
Yeah, I think the, you know, whether you call it stress or stress-related or depression, they are all in the same general category of mental issues. You know, so I wouldn't read so much into the movement between the various categories. I think, you know, looking at it...
Well, there can be a fundamental difference, actually, between depression and stress.
Yeah,
they may be related, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah, one can lead to the other. I think that's the point I was trying to make. They are in different degrees in the same area between depression and stress.
Do you think a teacher's job is any more stressful than anyone else's job?
No, I don't think it is any more stressful. I mean, everybody has to undergo stress. Even you, Stephen, have to undergo stress with the sort of commentators you get on. But
the politicians.
Politicians as well. You know, you have your problems. But on the other hand, of course, you manage to disappear to Santa Monica quite often to deal with that. The issue is that within the secondary education system, we have undoubtedly got a relatively high number of very disruptive pupils. And I think perhaps in the midst of it all, there needs to be a much better system of removing highly disruptive pupils from the classroom, because not only are they causing stress for the teacher, they're also not helping the rest of their classmates. And I think, you know, we do not deal, you know, as far as I know, very well with these issues of disruptive pupils. They tend to stay in the class for far too long before they're removed. You know, so that's one thing that could be done.
Are you surprised or not by the amount, 24,500 work days taken off for stress?
Yeah, no, I think, as I said at the beginning, approximately 700 teachers took off an extra 2.5 weeks on top of their existing holidays, which I think are probably about 10 to 12 weeks. I'm sure Chris could give me an exact number. So there you have 14, for those particular people, you have 14.5 weeks out of a working year, not in front of pupils. And that seems to me to be an awfully high number, regardless of all of the other issues that there are with it.
Chris?
Well, I think the key thing here to recognise is these people are all sick. They're not all extending their holidays. And I think that's very important. Second thing I'd say, Stephen, is you've pointed the numbers, and it's a big number when you count up, obviously, the work days. But you've also highlighted, we're talking about 650-odd teachers out of a teaching cohort, which is well over 10, 15, 20,000. You know, there's a lot of teachers in this society. So I think we're highlighting an issue, highly emotive, because, as I say, people can be quite cynical around teacher illness levels.
Yeah, but people will also look crisp. You know, and I'm not saying this, but some people will say, you know, stress is one of those illnesses where it doesn't come up on a scan, and so therefore, maybe some of those people reporting stress are swinging the lead.
Well, again, all I can say is that these are people who have been, you know, stress diagnosed from a GP. So it would be in terms of there would have to be a professional assessment of that. But I think if we're looking at it in the broader picture, this is still a small number in relation to the teaching cohort, but it is clearly an issue. And I think that when, you know, we can't just take it as a figure. We have to say, how are we going to deal with it? There are systemic issues, I think, and that's where, if we look at the 5-year rates that you've highlighted in the Freedom of Information request, this is something that has gotten a little bit worse in the last couple of years at a time when there's industrial action within schools that adds to stress.
Yeah, but do you think a teacher's job is any more stress than, I don't know, let's just take any job comes to the top of my head, a taxi driver that's having to deal with the public and deal with drunk people coming in and out and all of that kind of stuff?
Well, I think that every single individual is different. So I think that certainly, you know, a taxi driver's job can be incredibly difficult. Every job, I wouldn't demean any profession or occupation by saying, no, I think my job's more difficult.
But when taxi drivers don't work, they don't get paid. And I just wonder what the stress levels are among the self-employed professions where if they don't come in, they don't get paid.
Yes, and again, I can say that can be an issue, but this isn't just something that exists in the north of Ireland. This is an issue in terms of teacher illness, in terms of the stress issue in particular, that impacts in other societies. And I think that rather than just get bogged down into do teachers think their job's harder than others, I think we have to look at it in a holistic way to say, how can we address that? I think Erwin did highlight a couple of things. I think that it's gotten worse in the last few years. There is acrimony within education due to the, you know, pay disputes, due to industrial action, at a school level due to initiatives that get introduced. But I think that there has to be more of a focus in terms of the system on addressing teacher morale, addressing strong and effective leadership of a school, and how that can help to try to identify issues, identify vulnerable people, and see how we can work with them to bring this figure down.
Okay, here's the number today, 030-3080-5555. Here's Brian in Anderson's Town. Morning, Brian.
Morning, Stephen. No, I'd just like to say, Stephen, that, I mean, if, I do respect teachers, and I put the fire service, police service, and so forth in this, because if I thought that I was going to a job that at the end of the day I was going to be stressed out and depressed and so forth, I would have second thoughts about taking this job. And I think you said, you mentioned there a minute ago that...
What job isn't stressful these days?
Well, that's my... David, I done it when I was in employment.
I can tell you right now, there's some people in the BBC wind me up.
Well,
even if I think this morning my heart starts beating faster, some of them in here.
But you mentioned taxis there. I've tried taxiing for about 8 months, and I was actually, to be totally honest with you, I was talking to myself in the car. I had to get out of it.
You were talking to yourself in the taxi?
Yeah, waiting on a fare coming in. It's just on your own and so forth. I put down the stress, but I had to get out of it. I was coming home and not talking and so forth. You know, thank God I did get out.
Because you didn't enjoy it.
I didn't. I had to do something to help pay the mortgage or so, bring bills in. You know, thank God I got something else cropped up and I got in, done something else. But the point being, the word stress, it can be used for all jobs when you think about it. All jobs. And what at the end of the day, what can you do about it at the end of the day?
And June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They're stressed out in a job. Get out of the job, go to something that you really do like. You know what I mean? There's no use staying in the job that you're stressed out in.
Well, that's easier said than done, June, isn't it? You don't seem to be very sympathetic.
No, I'm not. Because, look, you see, I've told teachers, move on and give the young teachers a chance. If it's young teachers, then it mustn't be for you. Go back to uni and get yourself another degree.
But you're trying to attribute stress to fault. Surely it's an illness, June.
Yeah, it's an illness, but if you're going to get stressed out because of your job, get out of that job. It's no good for you. It's only going to stress you out more. Look at the holidays they have.
Well, here we go again, the holidays they have.
Yeah, you're right.
What do you do for a living?
After holidays.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I work.
Doing what?
I'm a carer. I'm a carer for my mother. That's what I am. And I can tell you it's stressful. But you know what? I can't complain. I just get on with the job.
So you're not...
I take days off because you can't take days off.
So you're not sympathetic to teachers?
Oh, I'm sympathetic. But like, if they don't want the job or they're stressed out in it, then move on. Simple as.
Well, what about actually saying, rather than telling them to get out of the job that they might love, how can we help them? How can we help them stay in the job and be less stressed? You're essentially saying if they're stressed, get out.
Yeah, if they're stressed, if the job's stressing them out, what's the use of staying on it? I wouldn't stay nowhere where we're stressed out. What I mean?
Chris?
Well, thanks, Stephen, again. How often have we, on your show and elsewhere, discussed the importance of mental health? Of how it's the poor relation, how it's an issue that we have that more and more of a focus on in society. Stress is directly related to the mental condition of people, and whether it's in teaching or other workforces. And I think that is one of the areas that we have to focus on. Again, the figure is important too, because obviously if one teaches off for a lengthy period of time, the number of days will aggregate pretty quickly. You're talking about there are between 650 and 700 teachers across the system. I can also tell you from a personal level, you know, I have worked with teachers who have been off stress-related illnesses. When they've come back to work, they've been extremely well-focused, extremely found the job rewarding, have been able to be back on track as such and do well at their profession. So it is something that can affect people. I think rather than judging it as people being wasters, just taking off time, we need to address it as a serious issue and find ways to alleviate that, to bring down these figures overall throughout the system.
Erwin?
Well, I think we talk about stress in a very general way, and I think we have to accept that stress is a part of everybody's job and is the level of stress. Because if there's not a certain level of stress in the job that you're doing, then you're not doing it very well, or you don't care about it. Because anybody who cares about what they do and doing it to the best of their ability will be under a certain level of stress to perform to that level all the time. It's when that level of stress becomes too high and it's actually, instead of increasing performance, it's actually reducing performance that we need to look at it. So I don't think, you know, Stephen, if you look around and your people there, I'm sure they all have a certain level of stress. But coming into the program, do you have the right people? Are you getting the right number of calls? Have you got the right information? That's a level of stress. But that's my people
are well pampered.
Yeah, well, Stephen, I believe that when I see it. But the point being that when you're on air for an hour and a half,
yes,
your team around you will suffer a certain level of stress. And that's not because it's bad. It's because they want to do their job particularly well. And things maybe just don't always work out the way they want them to. So there is that inbuilt level of stress that people have. It's whenever they start underperforming, you know, where you don't get the information you need or you don't get the backup.
Don't start me.
Because of stress, then that's a totally different issue.
Yes.
So I think we need to define stress is not always a bad thing. A high level of stress is a bad thing.
Erwin, thank you. Here's Ian and Dramara. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I was just listening with great interest to your debate this morning. I was thinking that we're sort of missing the point here. Are people with mental problems the people who want to be working with their children? You know, if they've got an ongoing mental issue, stress or whatever, are they really the people we want looking after our kids?
Well, mental health can affect any single one of us.
Absolutely.
Ill mental health.
But, you know, working with children, it's a very privileged position. And, you know, I think really we're looking at this from the wrong angle. But many people did you say were affected with stress at their work teaching? 700, was it?
You what?
How many teachers have suffered with stress or mental problems in the last year? How many people did you say it was?
I don't know. Vinny hasn't broken it down for me. All I have here is the total number of work days, which for 2016-17 is 28,507. He's given me the information now. 679, he says, in
That's
the last
a lot
year.
Of people.
679 teachers in the last year.
Yeah, all with diagnosed mental problems. You see the angle I'm coming at here?
Yes. Oh, there's the number of teachers there. I see it here. Sorry. For this year, 606 teachers off with stress, 8 teachers off with stress-related illness, and 65 teachers off with depression.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my own personal opinion is that if they're working in the private sector and they weren't getting paid for it, there wouldn't be as many, and that's just my personal opinion.
Ian, thank you. George. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. No, I was just back to teachers this morning because probably Chris is best or place to say if I'm right or wrong or not, but it's the dual role that teachers seem to bring now, especially in working class areas like a Shankill or Ardoyne where Chris works. You know, they're like a second social worker. They're not only trying to teach kids, you know, educate them and bring them up to a decent standard of education, but it's watching what kids are bringing into the school, stress-related problems from the home, and teachers are seeing this. And it's sort of it's like a dual role nowadays as more or less, they're like a second social worker at times. So
can you think of any job where there isn't stress?
Yeah, Stephen, I know, but I mean, I've had stress in my job and there's stress in yours, but it's the job itself that brings the stress, not a dual role with teachers, what teachers seem to be doing.
Can you think of any job without stress?
There probably is none, but how many is there with two roles coming at you? You know, they're paid for teaching and educating kids. They're not paid for listening to problems and kids that bring it into school with them from within the family home or from within the community.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with teachers nowadays. It's a dual role. So there's bound to be stress because not only are they teaching the kids, but they're trying to look after them, look after their welfare and listen to the problems that's being brought into school.
Yeah. I've thought of a job, actually.
Say they're a second social worker nowadays.
The management team in the sixth floor of the BBC, there's a stress-free job.
I know. They're wondering where to give themselves a pay raise. Or more,
They're all down their caravans for the whole of July and August.
But see, they've got the likes of Vinny there now to run the show, you see.
Then when
there's
once it comes
Norman up... with a dual role, he's a triple role. He's running your show, his own show, and God knows what else.
Once it comes up to October, then we they'll be snowed in. George, thank you. Morning to you. Erwin and Chris, thank you very much.